is this a Planet Mosh with a, it's a bit like this?
Yes, hello.
You're going to get attacked by another dog.
I'm going to get attacked by a dog as well. how's everything been going today?
All we've been doing today is we went to Asda, which was brilliant.
That
amazing. That was extraordinary.
Incredible.
And doing interviews. So that's been the day so far.
Very similar to mine, apart from no Asda.
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah. That's where it's happening.
So I read that your brand's all about individuality and not following the trend. You must get asked about that quite a lot, don't you? Do people sort of go, oh, are you purposely trying to book the trend, like creating a trend by saying that, oh, we're all about individuality?
I think after 10 years of us basically doing what the hell we want, regardless of whether people like it or get it or not, I think if anyone says that, they're probably talking out of their arse. So if we wanted to do that deliberately, then we'd have picked something that was probably a bit more accessible.
I think there are some, I think I've seen some bands that are coming up that are like, we are very individual, we are this, we are that, but it does seem to me that that's kind of what they're doing. To
yeah, if it's a if it's a contrivance, it will never work. It has to be, for a band to, we stand out. We never set out to do that. That's just the way it was. We just wanted to be the first version of this band rather than trying to model ourselves on other bands. So, you know, as a result, then we are unique and individual, but it's not a contrivance. Like I say, it's just the way that we are. Wouldn't know how to do it any other way, so.
What are your influence when you're writing your songs? Ribbon brings something different, doesn't they? Sort of, I don't think it's anything deliberate. It's just someone will, like, he'll have a bit of a lyric and have an idea of how it should go, and, like, I might play something, and then the drummer might go, oh, this might be cool on this, and so when we work together, it's just, I think the thing that inspires us most is each other, because we all, you know, someone will do something and someone will hear something from that, and some, you know, it just goes like that. It's not, hey, let's do something like Metallica, or hey, let's do something like Motley Crue, or hey, let's write a ballad or something. It's just you know that game where someone starts a bit of a story and someone takes the next line? It's almost like that, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Small version of that. I'll go along with that.
Yeah. So Are you in the process of starting your next album?
Not at the moment. We're waiting a very long time for our current album to be released in Europe. And whilst we were waiting, I wrote a film, and that's been taking up all of our time pretty much for a long time. So, yeah.
As I say, there's quite a gap between I think the recording of the album and the release.
Everything takes forever. It drives me mad. We spent a long time looking for a label for the album, and eventually the label that we went with was the guy that we recorded the album with, Chris Tangarides. He started up his own label. So that was the first delay, because he had let us know about 2 months after we finished. He said, I've started my own label, or I'm going to start my own label. I want to sign you guys to it. We said, yeah, great. But from there until actually signing was 9 months or something. And then another few months for it to come out. And then more months for it to be released in Europe and stuff. So everything's measured in months.
Like the builder's thing. Is it only a little bit while?
Yeah, it's that sort of industry, it seems to be. So.
What's for you? What's the best thing about being on stage?
The interaction with the audience.
Godlike power.
So
the godlike power, yes. I am Vicky, hit me raw. Fun. It's just fun. You got all your friends on stage with you, and then you got all these new friends in the audience who are just egging you on, and it's like, oh, it's fun. Yeah. Let's make more noise.
More stupid.
Yeah, who's going to be stupider? No, I'm going to fall over. Woohoo! Yeah.
So after sort of 10 years, is that what keeps everything going for you, everything fresh and wanting to do it?
I think new adventures, like, you know, the first time we'll play a new country, things like that. It's those sort of things that you look forward to doing. because it's new experiences. So.
Do you have any sort of one particular gig or anything that really stands out in your memory?
We played with the Misfits. That was really good. One of the best bands that we've supported.
The first Hard Rock Hell.
It was before the first Hard Rock Hell. Yeah. And then the Hard Rock Hells have always been a massive highlight.
You've been here quite a few times now.
This is our fourth one of these, and we've done two in Ibiza as well. So yeah, we're part of the family.
You are part, yeah. I think if you play that amount, you have to come to every single one, it's sort of in the contract.
Yeah, it'd be nice to. I think we were quite disappointed. The first time we didn't play, we were almost insulted.
The first time we didn't play, that was when there was really bad snow and it all went horribly wrong. And I'm not saying there was a link, yeah. But, you know...
Johnny, if you're listening.
Just saying that it was, like, really bad weather and shit and we weren't there, so, you know...
We bring the sunshine. Saying.
Yeah, and we're here and it's really sunny out today and we're here. And, yeah, says something, doesn't it?
Where would you like to go and tour to that you haven't managed to yet?
Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
We'd love to go to Dubai.
Yeah, Italy would be nice. Like Italy.
Yes.
So it'd be good to go there. Anywhere, basically anywhere new.
What were the last bands that you got to go see?
Caught a little bit of Black Star Riders last night when I was running around sticking posters up. That was the last band that I saw anything of.
You don't get to go see sort of gigs or festivals that much.
It's like a busman's holiday, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yeah, being in a band kind of ruins gigs for you. Because you are there, for a start, you know all the behind the scenes stuff. And secondly, you're there the whole time feeling slightly apprehensive, like, oh, I'm on next. And it's...
No, we're not playing tonight, are we?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of a feeling like that.
And so. If there's anything, like, if something's out of tune or, like, the drummer's not as good as they should be, you can't just sort of ignore it and enjoy it like a punter. You're just critical of, like, no, I'd use this pedal, or no, you need to tighten that up, or you need to get a new drummer, or...
Yeah, it's not nice to be that critical, so...
Yeah, it's just really annoying.
I suppose you're there sort of just watching it, but then your ear's so tuned to picking these things
up.
Yeah,
you just can't just watch and enjoy. You're just watching and sort of taking mental notes the whole time and sort of comparing yourself and, yeah, bloody annoying.
What bands would you like to tour with that you haven't toured with yet?
Kiss! I want to play with Kiss, please!
After our experience with Misfits, then I would quite happily love to tour them. Yeah, Twisted Sister, just because, like, big fans of the music. Misfits, because they're really great guys.
They're lovely chaps.
Are there any sort of, at least you don't get to see many bands, but you must come into contact with them, are there any sort of underground bands that aren't very well known at the moment that you'd recommend people go and listen to?
Spit Like This.
And I'd recommend Drag, because I think...
Yeah, Drag are another...
They've got a new album coming out soon.
Yeah, they're a hard-working bunch, Drag.
And they're really lovely people, and...
We admire and respect any band that basically works their asses off.
Yeah. What would you say, if you had a quick 30-second sell, how would you convince somebody to come and watch your set?
Come and watch us play or the puppy gets it!
Yeah, I can't really top that.
That it is a big juicy bone. She'll get the bone anyway, so yeah. Just come and watch us set. We have a puppy. There you go.
Oh, the puppy's looking a little concerned now.
Well, you said bone, so I get a bone.
I say people like spend 5 minutes watching us. If in that time you don't like it, you're just not going to like us. And if you do like it, then stick around, because it will just get better.